Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
About last night, though. The Heat blew up the Sixers on their home floor, 120-85. Jimmy Butler reminding Philly what they lost, putting up 23 points. Miami was able to shake off their shooting struggles from games 3 and 4, propelling themselves one win away from reaching the Eastern Conference Finals, now up 3-2. The Heat had six players in double figures. Miami's three-point defense, also a big turnaround. The 76ers were 9 of 28 last night. Here's Joel Embiid and Doc Rivers on a night to forget.
This is a lose-lose situation for me. If I don't play, probably get called soft. And, if I play and I play bad, probably come up with a bunch of stuff that I guess is just not good enough. It's all about, try to, like I said, dig very deep and try to do whatever I can.
Yeah, I want to watch the tape or burn the tape. I'm not sure which one. I'll probably watch it because I have to, and then I'll burn it. But we'll be ready next game. We have to be.
All right. Well, it was a lose-lose for Joel Embiid, but it is a win-win for Molly Karam right now because we have four-time champ John Sally in the building, and hello, you have a new movie.
I have a new movie, Sneakerella.
Disney Plus.
That's
staying
right.
In the family, Sneakerella. We'll talk about that in just a minute, but it's so great to have you
my
here.
My brother. I can't wait. I called Steven. I was like, I'm coming on your show next week. He was like, really? I said, yeah, I'll be on next week. I can't wait. I even watched basketball last night just to talk to you because I knew you were going to be totally wrong about everything you said. There's nothing has changed. You're totally wrong. Everybody in the barbershop can't wait till I get on.
Listen, everybody knows John Sally and I go back decades, okay? Yes. The brother has been telling me I'm wrong since I started in the business.
And I've been right.
And it's, exactly. Even when I'm right, he'll go like this, you're right, but I'm going to say you're wrong, just so you know. So I understand.
He gets when the debate you're wrong,
thing.
You're right.
He gets
okay.
The debate thing.
All right, let's do it then. What was the biggest reason for the Sixers blowout loss, you think?
They didn't score enough points. That was it. I just think Jimmy Butler is wearing number 22 in the Miami uniform. Thank you for representing Jimmy Butler. I just think Miami just realizes they can beat these guys and they should beat them. And I think that, believe it or not, you always know, I knew controversy. When that team blow up happened with Jimmy Butler and those guys were going in the coach, I think that just cleared out anything they needed. And now all they have to do is play basketball. And I think they're going to beat, and I love Doc, and I love, my man Sam Cassell. One day is going to take over. But I just don't think they have it.
Well, let me say this to you. First of all, you're wrong about a couple of things.
I'm 100% right.
Let's get that out the way first. Let's start off by saying
I'm the judge of who's wrong and right, so let's settle down. The two of yous. The only unbiased one here.
Here's the deal, John Sally.
Yeah.
The Miami Heat didn't just realize they could beat the Sixers. They walked into the series knowing they could beat the Sixers.
Right.
Okay, that's number one. You just said they realized they beat them. No, they knew they walked into the series knowing they could beat them. That's number one. Number two, I'm going to tell you what you should appeal from this.
Yeah.
What we should appeal from this is that Sixers franchise that was throwing seasons years ago with the process and all that utter nonsense, cheating the fans and getting the NBA involved. I had people like me calling for protests.
You used to work in Philly, though.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah, one of the gangsters. 70
years. That's right. Here's the deal, bro. What the hell y'all lose Jimmy Butler for? Because when Kawhi Leonard had it bounce four times before it went down, and they lost the game 7 of the Eastern Conference semifinals. Mm-hmm. You keep that team together, Jimmy Butler, with his boy. I mean, they are tight.
Butler didn't want to be there.
Listen, eventually he didn't want to be there because the Sixers weren't talking max. They were debating whether it was him or Tobias Harris because they didn't want to give them both max dollars, et cetera, et cetera. The point that I'm trying to make to you is that Joel Embiid, that's his brother. You see Jimmy Butler the other day when Joel Embiid got hurt. The first thing that Jimmy Butler was talking about, you all right? That's my man. Let's make sure he all right. We coming for him now, but we want to make sure he all right because that's my brother, okay? That's what he was saying to Joel Embiid because they got that kind of love, and Joel Embiid never wanted to lose Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler, that's what jumped out of my mind watching this annihilation last night. Boy, you should have had Jimmy Butler because we got too much softness on the Philadelphia 76ers from time to time. Some of them have been contaminated by Mr. Ben Simmons. Don't want to play. You understand what I'm saying? Don't want to play. Don't get me started with him, okay?
Is it Ben's fault? Ben right, though?
No.
Is Ben showing that he's right?
No. What kind of question is that?
In terms of what? What do you
mean? I don't know. Like, they're falling apart as a squad. Three guys don't show up. How do you not show up in the playoffs?
I agree with that. They didn't show up last night. It was a horrible performance.
How?
I mean, just inexcusable.
You got one team to worry about.
Inexcusable. But listen. That wasn't their problem before him. I mean, he the one that didn't show up.
Oh my God!
He the one that didn't show up. Don't get me started with that. Now you can't use this as an excuse to defend Ben Simmons.
I'm just gonna say that. I knew it was going to get you riled up. Is why I'm doing it because I love seeing your blood pressure go up. I don't even know Ben Simmons, but I love seeing you get angry. It's one of my favorite things in the world.
My blood pressure is pretty cool. I'm good. My blood pressure's all right, man.
But I'm gonna say when I look at it, it is the playoffs, and I'm gonna tell you. There's no time for you ever to get blown out in the play. Somebody should got a fight. At least that would have been an excuse, right?
Yeah.
At least on your team in the locker room, you don't get blown out. Molly, you got one team to think about. You don't have another team next week. You know exactly what these guys are going to do. Every game should be as close and should be very
ridiculous.
Oh, no.
Let me ask you this, though. Do you think the Heat could get past the Bucks or the Celtics?
No. I think the Celtics are going to win the finals. I really think the Celtics.
So you agree with Kendrick Perkins?
That's one of the first times in my life, but I do agree that the Celtics are going to get past Milwaukee.
Yeah.
They don't have that edge that they had a couple of years ago, and I think the Celtics are for real.
Celtics are for real as well, and I think they're going to the finals. Yeah. That is my belief. I don't know whether I'm picking them to beat the Warriors, but I think they're going to
you
the finals.
You think it's the Warriors? I think it's the Warriors,
and I think if the Warriors play small, if the referees let them play, It's going to be a great series, but I think the Celtics are going to win the championship this year. Usually I haven't been wrong, but
I'm not there yet on them. I've been riding with the Warriors. I ain't jumping off that bandwagon. But getting back to the Philadelphia 76ers in this Miami series, it was an incredible disappointment. I think that if you're Joel Embiid, and here's the other thing, John. Where the hell has all this victimization come from? Weeks ago, people don't like him, and, you know, he doesn't know what else he needs to do. First of all, I voted for him. Several people voted for him for league MVP. Secondly, he's got one of the great, great personalities, mm-hmm. one of the most affable figures you've seen. As a big man, he's one of the greatest talents from the big man position we've ever seen in the history of the game. We know he's the franchise player. We know how big time he is. We know that he usually responds. Last night was one of the most anemic performances we've ever seen from him. Because usually the anemic play is going on around him while he's doing his thing, but other people ain't showing up. Last night, collectively, it was like he didn't show up and everybody followed his lead and decided not to show up too.
Probably frustrated with all the drama with the season. He's been the only guy carrying the team, dealing with the injuries, and then he doesn't win the MVP.
I will say this to you, Molly.
And who knows what he's hearing locally.
Hold on, Molly. Game five. That would be an excuse if you down 3-0.
Yes.
Game five, when you tied 2-2 and you just won the previous two games, that ain't no time to be down. Right. No.
And
that's not an excuse.
Why do they worry about what people think of them? Right? What people think about you is none of your business. And in Philadelphia, you should have the toughest skin in the world. Like, they will beat you up if you try to get a Philly steak.
That's right.
So knowing that, you know what? All you have to do is put the round thing in the round thing, you're good.
Right.
And he's great at doing it. When I see him get hit in the head yesterday and all these different things, I don't know. I had Bill Laimbeer wearing the same mask. When you hit him on the face, he wiped his face and went back
and did it.
I just think he's overthinking.
Hey, listen.
I think he's a great player, but he overthinks.
You brought up Bill Laimbeer. Robert Parrish punched him in the face, dropped Bill Laimbeer. Bill Laimbeer got up and said, did he get thrown out the game?
Yeah. Did I do my job?
Bill Laimbeer did.
Did I do my job? Yes.
By the way, you brought up the horn about the cheesesteak. You're absolutely right. John's Cheesesteaks on the corner of Spring Garden near 15th Street in Philadelphia. That's where I go for my cheesesteak.
Yeah.
You will beat people up for
that. But I've been trying to tell you to go vegan for how many years?
You have. You have. But I just started this weekend.
I have comments for that in the commercial break.
It's been 4 days.
4 days. Look how good you are.
Going through withdrawal. I like your quote. What people think about you is none of your business.
None of your business.
And we've been trying to tell them that all the time. They lie. They're going to lie you every day. They're going to talk smack about you. You and I, please. This is the problem. The problem that America has is not enough people know how to tell people to kiss your ass. That's the problem. I mean, it's very cathartic. People should really, really learn how to do that. It's very refreshing and liberating. Trust me.
You must do it on the streets of New York all day.
Please. Come on now.
Oh, my God.
I need to give you the look while I say it. You know me for decades. You know how I roll. I mean, please. What are you getting? Steven, you got to know how to do it.
And then I saw you boxing, so I know you're ready to hit somebody with a left cross.
You told that.
He's still sensitive about that because he was injured. I saw it now. It's a little different now.
I ain't got the jacked up shoulders now. I'm good.
Okay, we're good.
I'm good.
I mean, you still have a jacked up shoulder, but.
First Take fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite First Take episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and PTI ad-free as well. They also have favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/First Take. That's Amazon.com/First Take to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Lakers owner Jeannie Buss expressed her frustration to the LA Times yesterday, saying, "I'm growing impatient because we had the fourth highest payroll in the league. When you spend that kind of money, you expect to go deep into the playoffs. I'm not happy. I'm not satisfied." Magic Johnson then tweeting this: "My sister and Lakers owner Jeannie Buss was sincere, honest, and direct with her feelings about last season in a new LA Times article. She wants and expects things to change for the Lakers next season, and Jeannie is the sole decision maker for the Lakers organization." Okay, former Laker.
I love Jeannie, and I think she's 100% right. But it has, you know, I say this to Steven too, when people mention money, money does not make you superhuman. Okay, mm-hmm. So they had a human squad, the situation, they had one basketball, and they didn't have enough of the guys who do the dirty work. They had all stars. And that was figuring out who does what. And when you're a role player, you got to figure out where to sit back, when to sacrifice yourself. They had too many stars on the squad that didn't understand how to play together. They did this in 2006 and 2004, and they lost to the Pistons with all those superstars on the squad. Mm-hmm. I think Westbrook. I think all these guys should not read the paper and not watch sports radio. Or listen to sports radio or watch sports with God. Let me tell you why they shouldn't. They're talking about you. You don't need to hear them tell you what you've already done. You just, winning, Chuck Daly used to say, winning covers a multitude of sins. All you got to do is win.
Let me say, well, first of all, you're wrong.
I'm 100% right.
I'm getting ready. I'm going to educate you by reminding you on a supplement.
Oh, my God.
First of all, let's understand. We're talking about the Lakers organization. The Lakers organization has missed the playoffs 7 times in the last 9 years. Only twice in the last 10 years have they been out of the first round. And one of those years was when they won the title in the bubble.
Every 10 years, the Lakers win a championship.
Let me explain. You ain't got to express nothing but love for Jeannie Buss.
Oh,
I love me some Jeannie Buss. Everybody that knows, but everybody that's associated with the NBA loves Jeannie Buss.
Right.
Okay? We question who she listens to and who she has her faith in, but I think that, and I've come around.
What do you mean by that,
Steven? Let me explain. I've come around on this. I brought up Linda Rambis in the past. I brought up Kurt Rambis. I brought up all of these people. I'm going to stand down on that. I'm not going to bring that up anymore.
Okay.
Because I need to be fair to them, too. And here's what I mean by that. Jeannie Buss is going to make the final decision. She says that's the case. She says Rob Pelinka is going to be in control of basketball operations. She's made that clear.
Mm-hmm.
If that's the case, then anybody who has an inner circle, what's the number one thing that you have to have? You have to have trust.
Right.
And so the people that she trusts, because if you Jeannie Buss, I mean, when you've had to deal with what she's had to deal with her own family, with her brother, for crying out loud, and all the nonsense she had to go through before she got control of the organization, let's understand and appreciate the fact that that's piggybacking off the late, great Dr. Buss. Okay, and so what you have is a situation where there's a standard that he established. And if you're Jeannie Buss, you want to do this, but you got to surround yourself with people that you can trust, because everybody wants a piece of the action. And if she has her own inner circle that she trusts, I'm good with that. I'm going to stand down on that. But right. I will say this to you. When you talk about the Los Angeles Lakers and you talk about players not paying attention, I think that's the last thing that you can say to them. You know why? You need to pay attention because you need to understand what the standard is here. We have a guy, listen.
All you got to do is look up in the rafters and see what the standard is.
Time out. I respect the hell out of Russell Westbrook. I think the brother is real and authentic. I don't think he has a phony bone in his body. Do I agree with his judgment sometimes? No. Do I think that, you know, sometimes that he embraces this attitude that he's the victim too much? Yes. But I will say this. He's high character. And I'm not throwing any shade on him. But this man was sitting on a podium in the media room addressing the media and said, I had no expectations when I arrived here. How can you play for the Los Angeles Lakers and be quoted as saying, you have no expectations? LeBron doesn't need to listen to the media because he knows about the expectations and he accepts it. Anthony Davis, are you that dude that fully, I know, because it's only injuries. If it wasn't for injuries, Anthony Davis would be a star in this league. We know what he is when he's healthy. But Anthony Davis, do you accept the fact that life is different now in L.A. compared to what it was in New Orleans? And there is a standard. Russell Westbrook, do you accept the fact now that there is a standard that has been established? You don't wear the purple and gold and represent Jeannie Buss, Dr. Buss, and the Los Angeles Lakers and you don't have expectations. You cannot do that.
I still can't get a word in, Molly. This is the deal. Let me just say why they shouldn't. There was a guy, one of my favorite coaches growing up was named Barney Davis. And I was opening up the Daily News to see what they said about me. He goes, you've already done it. Stop reading the paper. And I stopped reading the paper until I started reading Philadelphia. And I saw you use really good words. And so I liked what you wrote about. But
you used to read me all the time.
I did. And what didn't I say that all the time? I would read and I would say, yo, I like you. I like what you do. The crazy thing is when they sit back and they watch it and now they're influenced, you don't. All you got to do is have a conversation with your teammates. I remember when Joe Dumars told me, Sal, I can't pass the ball. I need block shots and rebounds. And I thought I was going to be a scorer. They didn't need that. They needed this to win. They need that to win. And if they had that conversation with each other, they would win. And the deal is when you're playing in the purple and gold, you feel it. It's almost like being a Yankee, right? It's almost like being a Dodger.
Right.
You know what you got when you get there.
Here's my problem with what you're saying. Because, no, you were not Rodman. But you were one of those dudes, just like the rest of them, that fed off that energy.
Mm-hmm.
The support that you got on your home turf, the vitriol you got on the road.
Right.
It fueled you.
Right.
And to me, you're not taking that in consideration when you're talking about these guys and what they should ignore. Whatever it takes to fuel you, because let me tell you something. If just talking to your teammates, that'll help you do your job.
Right.
That'll help you do your job. But that extra oomph,
yeah,
you get from supporters or haters.
But I'm also,
and you got to pay attention to all of that.
I'm also from Brooklyn, so I would also know. My father said, "This the name on your back is yours, but it's really mine."
That's
so
right.
I had a different idea of I was the only Sally,
right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a bunch of Johnsons, right? But there was only one Sally. And my brothers were like, "Hey, you represent not just you.
Yeah.
You represent everything, and you represent this thing." So I had this basketball playing mentality that. The things that you don't see, I would always want to do.
And you still paid attention to the supporters and the ones that threw you venom.
Yeah,
see, that's the point.
But what I did is the one who threw me venom, you know, as I got older, I look back and I go, you made me play better.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You made
exactly.
But don't pay attention. But don't sit around. I watch these guys get inside of the room, when the press room, and be like, man, I didn't do that.
That's rabbit ear jam.
Yeah, right. I'm not doing
that's because they worried
well,
about
Well, you're
their
representing
brand.
Your family again.
I am.
On Disney Plus.
On Disney Plus, Sneakerella.
Your acting skills
is
Friday.
Have gotten better.
Yeah, Friday.
Every day. Yes.
Okay. We have a sneak peek here. I'd like
I
to share that with everybody.
I got to see this. I'm judging.
Obviously.
Talent, passion, experience. That's what we're doing. It's only part of it. Come at me with something other than basic. Found a designer that changes the game.
You can tell a lot about me by the way I wear my kicks.
You're him. You're the designer.
Kicks. You will be dropping something unlike anything you've seen before. Kicks.
Yeah.
A contemporary twist on Cinderella.
Yes. It's so dope. The crazy thing is the black excellence. Mm-hmm. It's family business. I only have daughters the way my daughters are in the business. I love, let me tell you, Lexi Underwood and Chosen Jacobs, my daughters are going to be saying, my father did a movie with y'all when you first go. Yeah. That's how big they are. I've done a bunch of movies. This is my favorite movie. And I'm not saying that because I'm sitting here. It's because I literally got to rap. And I've been wanting to be I love hip hop. So it's a musical. And okay. I get to rap, which is really gonna to all my battle rappers out there, they're gonna love what I've done. And my wife and my daughter Tyler came to see the premiere at the Pan African Film Festival, at the Student Fest. And I literally was sitting there like this. And I like it. I like my job.
I called
Steven Jackson yesterday. I said, Joe, you gotta do this for real.
Yeah.
Gotta do this for real. My almost as good as acting is when Steven did beef jerky. You know how real he was in the beef jerky commercials?
That was a while, man.
That was a while. I called him. I said, dog, you did a great job. Yeah. Sal, I know. great job.
Thank you for coming in.
Well, you did a great job as well. I only got one question about it because I'm very proud of you. I was very proud of what you're doing, and I know this is gonna be great. I know I'm gonna watch it. I gotta ask you this though. Is there anything in there resembling the scene from Bad Boys, where you told Martin to get out your face, and boy said, if you don't sit your link down bottom like you, is there a scene like that?
No, but my father.
That's hilarious.
My father.
Camera angles made that funny.
It did, Michael Bay. My father's favorite thing was Martin, his favorite actor. But I love Martin Lawrence. I said, yeah, but I'm in the movie. Yeah, you did good, boy. I love Martin Lawrence.
That's true.
Stephen A. brings up Martin like every day.
I love Martin.
That's
on my bucket list. I've never had the pleasure of meeting Martin Lawrence. That's one of the.
Biggest Michael Jordan fan. But I told him you was a Kobe fan. He was like,
I'm a Kobe fan too, but Michael Jordan's number one.
Literally at the finals, he said, Sal, stop talking. They're playing. As if he was on the court. I was like, dog, we're watching television. Relax. Listen,
Martin tells you to be quiet. You would need to look.
I love the show. Molly, I'm glad to see you still looking fabulous and putting up with all of this to your right.
Why I got to be like that?
I don't know, man.
I got to be like that.
I see Perk. I came in. I swear, this should be my job. I just don't like working.
Steven
Cinderella Disney Plus this Friday. John Sally, always a pleasure. Come back anytime. Great to have you on the East Coast, your home coast. Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Let's get it. Our latest NFL schedule leak has the Cowboys traveling to Mike McCarthy's old stomping grounds in Green Bay in Week 10. I'm with it. Stephen A., do you think McCarthy will still be the coach of the Cowboys by then?
Yeah. Oh, I think he will be because I think the Dallas Cowboys will be decent enough by then, number one. And number two, to let him go before then would make Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones look bad like they didn't pick the right guy. And they're going to hold on for dear life before they make that admission. We'll be right back.
2-2 going back to Boston for Game 5 Wednesday, or 3-1 Milwaukee. Here goes Tatum downhill.
I gotta get a dime on the miss a snap any minute casually. When it stop tripping on me, stop dissing on me. I got a dream, can't take it from me.
I mean, this is as intense as it gets, and it's round two. Boston can take the lead on the road in Game 4. Horford for three.
Our backs were against the wall. We needed to respond, and that's what we did. We didn't quit. We just kept pushing.
Now we go back to Boston with a series all tied at 2 apiece.
All right. We all know we've had some really impressive performances, tight series from these playoffs teams, but maybe none as close as the series between the Celtics and the defending champion Bucks. Big Perk back here with us. Perk, both these teams looking really good. Do you think the winner of this series wins the title?
Yes, the Boston Celtics are going to win the title. Molly, that's who's going to win the series, okay? I'm going to say it to you again. I said it to you last week. I said it to you 2 weeks ago. The Celtics are winning it all. When I look at their passion, when I look at their athleticism around the perimeter, their versatility to be able to defend, there's no other team in the NBA that has that personnel on their roster. And Lord knows, the way that Jason Tatum is playing right now, that passion he's playing with, that tenacity. And I saw Jaylen Brown talking noise to Giannis towards the end of the game, talking about don't touch me, get out my way and all that and this. I'm loving everything about it. And I'm going to tell you this. When I was at KG jersey retirement, and the Celtic players were sitting behind me, and I was looking at their faces and things to that nature. All they kept looking at and saying was, wow. And they was saying to themselves, and I saw articles saying, why can't we do that? And so right now, these guys got fuel, and they on the mission.
You know, Kendrick Perkins, you know, you talk with conviction, and you know, you give it, you ain't pointing your fingers just yet. You know, you're in a good mood, L.A., sunshine about to come up, you're chilling. I get all that. You know, you got that advantage. I give that to you. But you know, it's interesting how you talk about these Celtics. Like, you know, you're listening to you talk, you would think you've been talking like this about them all year long. I've seen this. I have seen the light. Y'all, I'm going to reel y'all all up in here and do all that. So you know what I did? Kendrick Perkins, I took the liberty of going to the tapes. Could y'all play the tape for Kendrick Perkins, please, so I can see this? So we can all see this.
When I look at the team to beat, I'm looking down there at South Beach at the Miami Heat.
If I'm down more and I had a chance to trade Ben Simmons right now and I could pair up James Harden and Joel Embiid, I'm doing it. They gonna be the ones to win the conference. I can't roll with the Boston Celtics no more. I'm going with the defending champs, the Milwaukee Bucks.
I got the Boston Celtics going to the finals.
I got them winning it all. The Boston Celtics, I'm riding with them to win it all. This is not breaking news. Okay.
So I threw in there about the Boston Celtics. I'm just saying, did you see the numerous shifts that you took? I mean, I thought my list was fluid. I mean, you give new meaning to fluidity, my brother. Yeah. I mean, what did you say?
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, injuries do play a part. And by the way, at the beginning of the season, let's not act like the Boston Celtics wasn't 2 games below 500 before they had one of the greatest regular season turnarounds in NBA history.
That is true. But wait a minute. But when you said that about Philadelphia, I mean, that was after they struggled at the beginning of the season. They want to roll then.
Okay, and then cool. Before the playoffs, I don't have the right to change once I see another team.
Not you. Not you. You don't have the right to change because you look like you're ready to beat everybody up that don't agree with you. So you don't have the right to change.
So listen,
no, you don't.
Hold on. Here's the thing. If Chris Middleton was actually playing and he was healthy, I would actually stick with the Milwaukee Bucks.
Hold on, let me ask you this question. When you went to KG ceremony, when you were there, because you were front row seat, you were right there, right?
Yeah, feet on the
wood. And you went there and you saw those players looking at it as wow, like you just highlighted. And you were talking about how focused all of that other stuff. Middleton wasn't hurt then.
Yeah, but
what's up with that?
But I didn't believe it then. I'm telling you that now. All I'm telling you is this. Let's not act like throughout the course of this season, We haven't had a discussion about whether the MVP, who's the best player in the world, things of that nature, right? Because we could start at the beginning.
But you're missing the point.
I could, no. Listen, I could pull up footage on you and have somebody edit it and cut throughout the whole course of the
season. Me?
Yeah,
me?
Yes, you.
I'm not so sure
yes,
about
you.
That. I'm not so
yes,
sure
you.
About that.
Yes,
I'm not so sure
you.
About that. Let me just say, can you break his head? My point is, I mean, of course people are right to change. Not you. Because you look like you ready to beat people up when they don't agree with you.
That's how you look.
I pity the fool. That's how you look.
That is so not true. All I'm saying is this. It becomes a time when teams rise to the occasion. It becomes a time when players get hurt. That's not act like you. We didn't heard plenty of players say what you need help, you need luck, you
right.
need all those things.
I only got one question for you. So now that you said Boston at this stage, right? We ain't gonna see no change within the next 2 weeks, right?
Let me ask you something. You might see change because if Jason Tatum go down or Jaylen Brown go down, how can I still
run? No, I'm not talking about that. Of course,
no, but
of course
I'm saying, that's
barn injury.
Okay. Barn injury, I'm riding with the Boston Celtics. Now, listen, here's the thing. I had the Memphis Grizzlies pick to win in the West.
Yeah.
John Morant went down. How can I still ride with the Memphis Grizzlies?
Wait a minute. You know good and damn well you knew before Ja Morant went down.
No, I ain't know nothing. I ain't know nothing. I told you how special of a talent he was. I know that.
I
told you.
You know what I know? You should be nervous now. You should be nervous, Stephen.
Yeah.
You need to be nervous because Perk is coming, and I will
leave
that.
I am.
For what? Coming for what?
Because you know what you just started.
Coming for what?
Matter of fact, he's going to clap back when you least expect it. Molly, matter of fact, I'm going to be sitting across from him on Friday.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, let's understand something. Don't none of y'all scare me.
Is that for first take or is that for countdown?
Me. Don't none of y'all scare me. And I don't give a damn if I show 10 different clips of Kendrick Perkins. Kendrick Perkins can't say a damn word to me because that brother disappeared when Shanae and Malika sandbagged me on NBA Today. He was nowhere to be found. He left town. I sat in that seat in place of him, and he knew they were going to set me up, bringing up footage that you told them. You sat up there, got all first take, you called them, you told them
footage.
What footage to send, and Kendrick Perkins knew it and went like this, I got to go back home. I'll see y'all when I get back. And left me there by my damn self. So I don't care. Are you damn it? This is nothing compared to what he did to me and you, Purple Rain. I mean, please.
Okay.
I mean, you got to be kidding
first
me.
Of all,
I mean, come
first
on.
First of all, I never sent anyone footage. And second of all, why would
I didn't say you
why
sent
would
the footage?
He be there?
Hold on. I did not say you sent footage.
Poor
I
narrative.
Said you called them and told them what footage to show to set me up after you got off first thinking Kendrick Perkins was in on it too. And Shanae Ogumake and Malika Andrews, my girls,
oh my girls.
They sat up there and sandbagged me.
You really think you live in a soap opera with these conspiracy theories that you create in your mind?
You know
they're
what?
So dramatic.
By the way, speaking of soap opera, yeah. Brick has been summoned to Port Charles.
Oh, boy.
I do think it's
When are you going to L.A.?
Brick,
I only need to know because I need to know if I'm going.
I told them I was busy covering the NBA playoffs in the finals, so that I could make it there at the end of the finals. And they said, Stephen A., we will wait for Brick. That's love right there. Maurice Bernard, Frank Valentini, and the crew at General Hospital. Love y'all.
You know what they
That's
say?
That's love right there. That's
true,
love right there.
You know what
there.
They say?
Brick coming to General
true
Hospital.
True love is self-love, and
That's
I aspire
right.
to love myself the way Stephen A.
Hey.
Loves himself
hey,
some
hey.
Stephen
Ooh.
A.
Hey, I caused a car accident in Houston. This dude sat up there and screeched the brakes and screamed, Brick! and got hit. I actually caused a three car accident.
Because they saw Brick.
Not Stephen A. They saw Brick.
They saw Brick.
Brick is the truth.
You know what, Perk?
Brick is the truth. Better ask somebody.
Perk, it's a beautiful mind. All right,
right.
Let's get the commercial break. You're something special. Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part, each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code TAKE. That's code TAKE. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live. It's been another postseason where the young stars shine. Take a look at this matchup in the West where Devin Booker and Luka are going at it. Both Luka and Booker scored 28 last night. For the series, Luka has more points, rebounds, and assists than Booker, but the Mavs have actually lost all three of Luka's highest scoring games against Phoenix. Big perk, which star would you rather have, Luka or Booker?
Oh, with all due respect, I'm taking Luka Doncic all day long. When we talk about a brother that could possibly beat the face of the NBA, when we talk about the LeBron, a less athletic version of LeBron James, the way that he imposes his will at 6'7", 240 pounds, being able to do it all, make guys around him better rebounding and things of that nature. Here's the thing. If you take Devin Booker off the Phoenix Suns and put him on this Dallas Maverick team, they would not be that good like how Luka had this Dallas Maverick team. So I think Stephen A. agreed with me.
I don't agree with you. I think I would take Luka long term. I get what you're saying because there's more versatility to his game, and I look at Devin Booker as a pure assassin. Luka, there's more to his game, and we get that. But for the purposes of these playoffs, I would take Booker over Luka because Luka doesn't shoot with accuracy the way that Devin Booker does, especially from the free throw line. That matters to me. That matters to me in this series. And it would matter to me throughout these playoffs. Long term, if we're looking at the future, with Luka's incredible upside, we understand how great he is already and what he can ultimately be. So they'll continue to work on some of the deficiencies in his game, whatever they may be. And Luka is all world. We understand that. But right now, for the purposes of right now, when I look at Booker, I just think that we continue to sleep because the dude looks one-dimensional. He's a scoring machine. He can finish at
no
the basket. He's got a mid-range
here.
Game. He's got a long-range game. I got to give credit where credit is due.
Sorry, Perk. I got to roll.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
We've got 8 teams still in the mix for the NBA title, so let's check in on what Vegas thinks. According to Caesars Sportsbook, the Warriors have the best odds to win the NBA title with the Suns right behind them. The Celtics are the favorites to come out of the East ahead of the Heat and the Bucks. Big perk. Sorry to cut you off earlier. What title matchup do you want to see most, sir?
It's no problem, Molly. But before I answer that question, let me get back to Stephen A. real quick. See, you think you slick. I know you. You think you so slick. Molly asks, who would you rather, Devin Booker or Luka Doncic? And you actually took both. See, you straddle the fence, which tells me you're getting soft. Or I take Devin Booker short term for the postseason. Long term, I take Luka. I thought this was first take. Would you just want to walk in the pool? You scared to jump, go over the rope and jump in the deep end of the water now?
Hey, Kendrick, I got distracted. I saw Molly's purple outfit, but she had on orange shoes.
Man, leave Molly alone, man.
Okay, first of all, if you knew anything on the color wheel, orange pops purple. It's like you freak it a little bit. I could have been basic and just worn nude shoes or worn purple. I have our producer in our ears because no one cares.
I appreciate the education, so I'll make sure I do that next time.
You have like eight patterns today, and you like love yourself. Do you want to answer the question or no?
Listen, I think that, again, Boston versus the Warriors would be the ideal NBA Finals.
Okay.
I'm going with the Suns versus the Celtics. And I want to see
that would be too much of a defensive battle.
I think that's what I like. I like defense. And I want to see some offense. Yeah, but I want to see something new, man. I want to see Devin Booker, and I want to see Jason Tatum.
I don't want to see an 85-80 game. I really don't want to see that. I don't want to see 85-90-85 games. I don't want to see that. I want to see some more offense. I don't want any – I mean, I don't want it devoid of any defense. I want some, but I want to see some offensive firepower for the NBA Finals.
I mean, sometimes – see, that's the thing with you. Sometimes you want to see – physicality and old school type defense,
yeah.
And then other days you want to see certain.
Here's
things.
The biggest question.
He just basically he just wants what he wants. Here's it's whatever works for
him.
Here's
the biggest
That's
question.
How you understand Stephen A.
Do
There's
you
no
really
want
to go to Phoenix because you want to work on that tan? Because they had you out in the middle of the grass.
You're such a jerk.
That is. That's what it is. They had him out there in the middle of the grass.
I know.
It was 111 degrees.
I saw him.
And they had Kenny Perkins out in the middle.
He was working.
You know?
He was doing what he had to do, and he wasn't whining like you, like the weatherman with all the weather report every day.
Can we get him out of that heat? Can we get him out of that heat?
At least I had a portable air conditioner. They bought that out for me.
Oh, that was nice.
He had the portable AC. And they came sitting next to me. You understand what I'm saying? And I couldn't see him. It was so dark. That tan was a kick.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this? A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Claim based on total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Terms and restrictions apply.